Clothing. He then pointed to the thousands of wildflowers that covered the hillside. Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is alive and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Jesus paused as he let his words sink in for a moment. Therefore, do not be anxious, saying, What shall we eat? Or, What shall we drink? Or, What shall we wear? He added, For the Gentiles seek after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Matthew chapter 6, verse 25 and verses 28 through 33. The crowd had grown larger. Jesus stepped slowly down to the lakeshore where the well-known fisherman named Simon Bar-Jonah had been repairing his nets. Simon, a barrel-chested man with a big mouth but also a big heart, was famous in the area. He had a thriving business with his brother Andrew, who had introduced Simon to Jesus. Simon lived with his wife, his brother, and his mother-in-law in an attached stone townhouse near the lakeshore there in Capernaum. Tourists today can still see the ruins of what is possibly his house. It stands just 100 steps from the lake. Simon had been listening attentively to everything the rabbi had said and, like most people, was transfixed by his words. When Jesus asked Simon if he could borrow his boat for a time, Simon agreed and helped him ease the boat off the pebble beach out into the lake. The boat was heavy and well-built, about 30 feet long, the frames made of oak and the planking of fine Lebanese cedar. One just like it was found in 1986, stuck in the lake mud for 2,000 years and only revealed after a severe drought had lowered the water levels in the lake. Jesus stood in the bow, speaking to the crowds who had formed a large semicircle on the rocky beach. He spoke for quite some time, and by the end had the crowds laughing and joking with one another. Jesus had been speaking about something he called the kingdom of God. He had invited his listeners to join him in a kind of crusade. He explained that the Almighty, the creator of the universe, was taking over. In fact, had already taken over. And that the starving and the naked, the sick and the destitute, were his chosen people, as much as the priests in the temple. More so, in fact. This young teacher was giving these hungry people on the lakeshore something they had not had for a very long time. Hope, and a new sense of purpose. The old world as everyone knew it, of might making right, was coming to an end. A new era was dawning, the time long talked about by Israel's holy prophets. The Spirit of God would now dwell not in the temple of Jerusalem, but in the hearts of all who worshipped the one God in truth. The rabbi asked everyone to join him, to bring the good news of this dawning kingdom to every village in Israel. When the rabbi was finished speaking, Simon and his men pushed the boat back onto the beach. Simon was speechless. He had likely never heard anyone speak like this before. He stared at Jesus in wonder. What the rabbi was asking sounded dangerous, but also thrilling. The adventure of a lifetime. Still in the boat, Jesus told Simon he should push off and take the boat out into deeper water to catch some fish. At that, Simon must have smiled. Clearly, the rabbi knew more about the Torah than he did about fishing. Master, we toiled all night and took nothing, Simon said gently, but at your word, I'll let down the nets. Simon and his partners moved the boat out into deep water and did as the rabbi bid.